Absolutely nothing beats windshield time, a road trip, and good conversation in the car. Welcome to another episode of Dan the Road Trip Guy, where we have entertaining conversations about cars and road trips, life lessons, and maybe every now and then a little advice. I'm your host, Dan Neal, road trip extraordinaire. And now buckle up and enjoy the show. I am on my way home, and I thought no better time to record a little solo road trip episode. If you're from the state of Kentucky, and I mention Rupp Arena, you probably think of the University of Kentucky Wildcats basketball program. Or maybe you've been there for an event, a concert. Well, this week, Rupp Arena is hosting the Kentucky High School Athletic Association Sweet 16 basketball tournament. Kentucky, there are 16 regions for basketball, and this brings together the 16 best teams in the state. So you might find a small, tiny school going up against one of the powerhouses from maybe Louisville or Lexington or one of the other counties. That's the interesting thing, too, about Kentucky. Sometimes you're not from a city in Kentucky, you're from a county. Myself, I grew up in Macquarie County. Happens to be the youngest county in the state. There was a change in the Kentucky Constitution back in the 1800s that put restrictions on forming counties. The state has 120 counties, so Macquarie County was the last county after that restriction was put in place. Anyway, this episode is a bit of a love story that occurred at Rupp Arena. That's my memory for Rupp Arena. It was probably in 1977-78, our home county, Macquarie County, decided to consolidate the two high schools. There were little elementary schools, Pine Knot, Revelo, Stearns, Smithtown, Whitley City, Eagle, and those schools would go into two separate high schools, Macquarie County High School and Pine Knot High School. Pine Knot was in the south of the county and Macquarie High was in the north. All the elementaries besides Pine Knot attended Macquarie County High. I was from Pine Knot, so I went to Pine Knot High School through the 11th grade. As I said, the school board had decided to consolidate the two high schools. Now, there were people in town that thought this was a very bad idea because they loved their high school. People thought there would be fights and all sorts of ruckus, I guess, when the students all came together in this new high school. My wife and I, Linda, would be part of the first graduating class of that school. It's kind of cool to be the first, but it's also you miss out on some things. Like the gymnasium wasn't even finished when we started. I was a basketball player. Linda was a cheerleader. We actually played our opening games at the Macquarie County High School because the gymnasium wasn't finished. We finally got into our new gym and started playing there. This would be 1979 would be the first year that the high school basketball tournament would be played at Rupp Arena. It had been played for years in Louisville at Freedom Hall. Rupp Arena, I believe, had been built in 1976. It seated 23,000 people. It's more in the center of the state, so I think that seemed like it made sense to people. We had moved to Rupp Arena that year. We all thought, oh, our new little school, we can do this. We can end up in the state tournament and go to Rupp Arena. Well, it didn't quite work out that way. We tried our best, but it didn't work out. But the school decided they would send the senior ball players to the state tournament at Rupp Arena, which was cool. There were four of us. Three of us were from Pine Knot High, and one was from Macquarie High. So we headed out. I think we drove two cars. I don't remember. We stayed out on the east side of Lexington. Settled in. The game started on Wednesday, and they go through Saturday. They still do. They're going on this week. Went to the Wednesday afternoon games, watched those, and then probably got something to eat and settled in for the evening game. Now, little did we know that on Wednesday, at some point, the school decided they would send the four senior cheerleaders to the tournament. So in they walked on that Wednesday evening. Now, either I was blind or I just wasn't paying attention throughout the year to the cheerleaders. But that evening, I spotted this one, which happens to be my wonderful wife, Linda, of almost 42 years. So 45 years ago this month, I met Linda. And I fell in love immediately. Now, I would say she did not fall in love immediately, and I would spend the next 2 years chasing after her. I chased off some boyfriends, maybe. I don't know if I chased them off. Maybe I did chase off the last one. It was 2 years, 1981. We were at Eastern Kentucky University, and Linda had to take accounting. She didn't really enjoy accounting. I had 2 years of accounting before I switched to technology. I said, I will tutor you. Now, keep in mind, her boyfriend was an accounting major, and he was probably in his third, maybe fourth year of accounting. But I guess he chose not to tutor her for some reason. So every Tuesday afternoon, I would head to her dorm, probably around 2 o'clock, best I remember, and I would stay until they threw me out. Now, we had to sit in the lobby because this is 1981, and guys didn't go up to girls' rooms back then. Much different today, I suppose. I would sit in the lobby with her and tutor her. I could have probably sped it along, but looking back, I probably made it go as slow as possible. And she did get an A in that class. For me, a lot of things played out. What would have happened if the schools didn't consolidate? What would have happened if the cheerleaders didn't go to Lexington, to the state basketball tournament? Maybe I would have never met Linda. I don't believe in coincidences. I know some people don't believe in soulmates. Well, they can stick to their belief, and I'll stick to mine. I happen to believe Linda is my soulmate. Anyway, 45 years. So I hope you have great stories. I hope you have great memories. Remember to write them down, record them. Well, that's about it for this short episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's a good memory for me. I just wanted to record it. Until we meet up again, you can find me on the internet at dantheroadtripguy.com. I hope you will follow this podcast so that you don't miss any upcoming episodes, and share it with your family and friends so that they can enjoy the stories of my guest also. Until we meet again on a future episode, keep having conversations with each other and keep driving.